The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back, everybody. Still on the phone. Haven't got the connection done here with the Comrex machine here at the house. We don't know where the issue is, but technology, you know. So we're doing it not necessarily old school since we're on a cell phone and connected to the station, but we're doing it this way. It's called a workaround, and I hope everybody can hear me okay. I'm trying to be as close to the mouthpiece on the speaker on the phone as I can be. Our phone number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We're giving away a beautiful CVA muzzleloader, Wolf model, stainless steel with a black synthetic stock, and the folks at Hawk Optics have provided us with a beautiful Hawk 3x9x40 muzzleloader slug gun scope already attached to your muzzleloader. Now, you will have to have it bore sighted and sighted in, but we appreciate my buddy Doug over at Tuckahoe Gunsmith for putting that scope on for us and getting the muzzleloaders ready. It comes with a nice case, muzzleloader, the scope, and everything else is on you. And you know, the powder, the bullets, and all that stuff. So, and you can make your choice on your favorites on that. Anyway, there we are. How to get in that contest and win a muzzleloader? Simply call the phone number, 922-6680. Leave your name and number, go on the air with me. Don't just call in, leave your name and number, and then hang up. That gets you disqualified. Part of it is having to talk to me and, you know, make your voice heard, make your question, comment, or just say hi. It's not complicated. It's all you got to do.
We have some people ready for the contest here. First, we have Matt in Pasadena.
Matt in Pasadena. Let's talk to Matt. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good, buddy. How about you?
Doing well. We've been nailing a rockfish. Bought a house.
Right.
On top water. Yep.
Yeah, I heard it was top water bite. I hear they're nice ocean-run fish, too. There's the little skinny ones have kind of taken a back seat.
Yeah. They kind of almost look a little purple, you know? It's kind of neat.
Yeah, that beautiful color on them.
Yep.
Yep. Sea lice. Have you checked for sea lice in the gills?
I haven't.
Okay. I'm guessing those ocean run fish will have that sea lice in the gills. They always do. So, next time you catch one, take a look. A legal one, if you're going to keep it, take a look. Open the gills up. You'll see the little white sea lice on the gills. They're a good thing. They're not bad.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty.
So, how are the hits? Are they pounding it? Are they just coming up and slurping it in, or are they pretty explosive?
Well, they're hitting the bait hard, but our lures, it's kind of like they're hitting it four or five times, and then they get it.
I see. So they're trying to kill it first.
Yep.
I got it. So if you pull too quick, you're gonna pull it right out of their mouth, right?
Yeah, that's
or miss them all.
The hardest problem is pulling it too quick.
Yeah. Are they? Do you know if they're tail slapping it? Have you ever seen them do that?
I have.
Yeah.
Actually, I've seen it like right in front of me. It's like the lure was almost back to me, and they come up and tail slap it.
Tail, isn't that fun? And you go, dang, why didn't you just eat it? Yeah. Well, good. Somebody sent me, I think it was Captain Don, sent me some breaking fish the other day, which I thought was pretty cool. So there's some of the bunkers, some of the LYs, some of the menhaden have gotten through or have stayed in the bay and not been captured, but it's good to see those breaking fish. So
yeah, there's a ton of bait, like mouth of the Patapsco.
That's what I'm hearing. That's where the bite is. Yeah. Yep. Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. So you going out there today and enjoy it?
Yeah, we're heading out this morning.
All right, good. Very good. I appreciate the call. Don't let me hold you up.
Good day.
Go enjoy your day. Catch some fish.
Thanks, Mr. Allen.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Next for the contest, we have Clarence.
Okay. Morning, Clarence.
Hello, Allen.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. What's that noise in the background?
Either one, I'm driving, so...
Okay, I got it.
I don't... It might be my end, so I'm sorry about that.
No, not a problem at all. I can hear you just fine.
Just a couple of things. Number one, Aaron does a really good job. I listen to you every Saturday. You and Rob are in my thoughts and prayers. I know it's been a kind of a tough year for you. I grew up in western Pennsylvania, and I remember Chili Bill Gardell. He brought back a memory.
Chili Bill, for a
long time.
Wasn't it KDKA?
It was KDKA.
Yeah. Do you remember Paul Shannon's Adventure Time?
And there was a sports guy, Myron Cope. Was a sports guy and
the inventor of the terrible towel. He invented the terrible towel to raise money for his child with disabilities.
I've got one in the basement, so and my wife's a Ravens fan, so I don't get it out very often.
Oh, brother! Well, it's coming up here soon.
I stopped at Chesapeake Feed and Seed and bought one of the apple cracker blocks.
Oh yeah.
Last weekend. And let him know that I was there because of you. And really nice gentleman that owns the place. He said his son is the all time. So they're really nice folks. I hope a lot of people stop there. It's a really nice little business.
Got a lot of stuff, don't they?
They do, and it's reasonably priced and. If we don't keep small businesses in business, we're going to be in a lot of trouble. So,
amen, amen. That's why we focus on them. So,
yes, and that's why I like to I always like to frequent them versus the big box guys because they work hard and there's not usually that big of a difference in the price of whatever you're buying.
And if you have an issue, you take it back, and they try to take care of it for you. They don't
say,
oh, sorry, you'll have to do this, or you'll have to send it back, or you'll have to do this. We're out of it after the sale.
You get rid. It's wonderful service, and I'm glad they support you, and we need to support them if they're supporting you.
Exactly. You remember Myron Cope's sign? You remember his voice, first of all.
Myron Cope on sports.
Myron Cope on sports. That's the guy. You got it. Man.
Yeah, he had that funny voice, and, it was great listening to those guys back then.
Yep. And he knew his stuff, that's for sure. Yeah.
I appreciate that. And, you know,
what part of western Pennsylvania?
I grew up in a little town called Punxsutawney.
Yeah, you were a little north of me. I was Altoona. So.
Right. So, you know, but it's beautiful out there.
No question.
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, the lot of little towns just kind of go by the wayside anymore.
Well, not on February 2nd. There's 50,000 people in Punxsutawney.
Yeah, when I was growing up, there would be like 30 people that would go and do the... the thing, a guy named Sam Light that ran the newspaper, and the local store owners would put on a little bit of a show to get it in the newspaper to get it started. And I haven't been back for a long time, but it's a big deal now.
It is indeed. So, Punxsutawney Phil. All right, my man. Well, enjoy your drive. Good luck out there.
Thanks.
We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for everything. Take good care, sir.
All right, buddy. See ya. Next up, Aaron.
We have Lee and Tacklebox Tim on hold, but we're going to have to ask them to hold on for just a couple extra minutes because we've got to take that first break.
Take our first break. That's right. Well, you know, I mentioned a little all-around commercial for Backyard Billies, and there's, you know, it's hard to condense everything that they do into 1 minute. So without further ado, they have storage sheds and greenhouses. They have gazebos. They have pergolas. They have a lot of sheds. They have a lot of greenhouses. They have dog kennels and chicken coops, many different varieties. They have tables and chairs and Adirondack chairs and gym sets for the kids. All that's outside. Inside, on one side of the big showroom, there's a lot of furniture for your ocean getaway or your beach house or whatever it might be, or for your, you know, or for your patio. On the other side, they've got the barbecue grills, the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe, and the rest of them. And on that side, on the left side as you walk in the doors also, behind all that stuff, behind the big pile of fire rings, is the heat department with the freestanding wood and pellet stoves and all the inserts, all lined up around the walls, beautiful facades, beautiful metal face plates for these inserts, and they've got them in gas, wood, pellet, and even electric. So if, you know, you're looking for an alternative heat source or, you know, primary, you know, wood stove, or if you're looking to fill in that old hole in the wall called a fireplace with a fireplace insert, the place to go is Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Visit backyardbillies.com. Hearth America Facebook page. That phone number, 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, coming from the bridge. That's the Evans Avenue exit. The location for Backyard Billy's is Drummer Drive in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, call 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what you're geared. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullocks and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
It's time to practice your wing shooting and sight in your firearms. At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can do both. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station Sporting Clays range and a firearms range for handguns, rifles, shotguns, and muzzleloaders with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Inside the Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. See the 10-point crossbows and tons of hunting accessories to make your day. Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. Stop by Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range in Mardella Springs, open every day except Christmas. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for an appointment for Sporting Clays. That's 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range. Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, we're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. Let's talk to Tacklebox Tim and our buddy Lee on the LinkedIn on the locked in lines. How about that? Boy, alliteration.
Ask Lee to call back. I just made a mistake, and we lost Lee for a moment.
Uh-oh. Okay, let's talk to Tim then. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Had the guy from Pasadena chime in on the Patapsco River bite, but the stripers have made it into all the Western Shore rivers.
That's good. Currently. That's good. I'm glad to hear that. And you were out this week, right?
I was out Tuesday, and we got into stripers and some big white perch.
That's what I hear. That's good.
Yeah, we were throwing smaller little paddle tails, and the big perch were eating those just like the rockfish were.
Yeah, that's good.
And the current pattern is to just hit the points.
Yeah.
When current comes around the point, they might be in the current. They might be just off the corner of it in the slack. You just got to figure out what
direction.
Yep.
Well, I understand a white perch will actually hit a little bigger lure than people think. I mean, they don't have to be like little tiny shad dart size stuff for a white perch. I mean, you can fish a 8-ounce jig head if you want with some kind of plastic attachment.
Yeah, when I go for them, Alan, I on my jig heads, I'm throwing the slimmer body stuff in 3.5 inches.
3.5 inches. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And sometimes I'll even go with a really slim down sort of 4-inch drop shot bait. And if it's slim, they'll hit it. But if it's got more of a belly to it, like you would throw for rockfish,
yeah,
not so much. But 3.5 and 4 inches, the decent sized white perch are going to eat it.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Do you still fish tandem rig like you and I did?
I do, but when we were out this week, we were just keying on rockfish, but the white perch were right along with them.
Grabbing the same bait. I got it. Very nice. Very nice.
Okay, so
Lee is back with you guys. Just want to give you a heads up.
Are in the same areas. I have I've got it tied on. I've gone old school out, and I have a cream little fishy tied on, ready to go.
Oh, brother. That is old school, man.
And I have noticed so old school that I am running out of them. I have to find a lot. I have to find a supply.
I'm sure you'll find some. They're out there. Yeah, just as many of them as they sold, they're out there.
Yeah. I have still have my supply from when I was doing a lot of wading in Dundee Creek back in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Well, there you go. There you go. Let's see what Lee has to say. He's on the other line. Good morning, Lee.
Alan, good morning.
How are you?
For the white perch, green Mr. Twister.
Green?
That's all I can say. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Do you fish anything other than green, Lee? Do you fish anything other than green?
If it ain't chartreuse, it ain't no use.
Oh man!
When I buy them by the thousand, from Neckcraft or wherever the heck we get them from, but
fish you have tied on is
color don't matter. Chartreuse works good because the water's a little bit off color.
Yeah,
but right now we're putting a pound town on a rockfish around Bethlehem Steel from Jones's Creek all the way back to Bear Creek. It's pretty phenomenal. They're pushing silver sides right up against the shoreline, and it's pretty interesting to watch these rockfish. They'll concentrate and pushing them bait. Literally, it's melee right against the shore, but throwing a chrome. Friend Tommy throwing a chrome creek chub, and I was throwing the medium-sized smack at topwater, and we probably caught, I guess, over 100 fish yesterday afternoon in about 4 hours of fishing.
You know, Tacklebox Tim is on the other line, and you got his mouth watering right now.
Well, it's game on. It's the best I've seen in years. This has been going on for a little over a week.
Nice.
And, it's I just go in the afternoons. I'll be out there this afternoon, and it's just looking for the 10 boat. And I had three or four boats around me trying to figure out what the hell we were doing, but it was pretty phenomenal.
That's good. And, I'm glad to hear that.
And they're all fresh fish, all full of sea lice.
Yeah,
they're definitely. The thing that's interesting is I'm not seeing the bunker so much, Alan. It's more so the silver sides.
Yeah.
The small silver sides. That's what I'm seeing, at least around the Bethlehem Steel and around the shipyard.
Well, That's what they have left to eat.
I guess, Alan. I haven't personally seen the bunker, and we're close enough to the water's beautiful and clean, and that's all we're seeing for bait, but it's very, very plentiful. It's huge schools, and it's interesting watching the stripers when the ball of bait is near the shore. They literally pushing it into the shore,
mm-hmm.
and they ambush them, in certain pinch points. It's quite a bite, but
I've seen smallmouth do that on the rivers. I have.
Yes. I've seen that on the Susquehanna.
Yep.
The guys are still eeling the pools and off the lighthouse at Pools Island.
Mm-hmm.
And a buddy of mine filled up he had probably close to 300 pounds of blue cats. Which he considers bycatch because he's actually got additional quota, and he had four totes full of striped bass, but it's the eel bite is still going on, that as of yesterday, because And he's getting bigger fish. He's getting fish to 32 inches.
Right.
So, commercially, you can keep fish 19 to 36 inches.
Right.
But that eel bite is still going on, and these fish are just recently really flooding into the Chesapeake.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
I'm here for a reason. I mean, it's innate in them to do that. But I hope they're also finding enough to eat. That's the main thing, you know.
Correct. So. Correct. And one other tidbit, my pound net buddies are starting to get quite a few of the blue cats in their nets, too. So that's another tool to help, you know,
sure.
Remove these evasive fish from the Chesapeake, because I'm really starting to realize how detrimental they are to our ecosystem.
Oh, no question. Sure. Did you see the video on the electrofishing down south?
Excuse me?
Did you see the video on the electrofishing for the blue cats? The study that was done?
I did not. Absolutely amazing.
I'll see if I can find it. So.
Oh, I'd love
to. All right, guys. Appreciate the call. Tim,
have a good weekend.
You do the same, okay. Buddy. And I imagine there'll be 11 boats around Lee out there this afternoon.
I'm almost done with my quota. So if you want to get together, give me a shout. There. All right. You all take care.
All right. Thanks, Lee. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Great.
Bye-bye. Always fun. Always fun talking to those guys about fishing, that's for sure. 410-WCBM 680, if you want to get in the muzzleloader contest, call the phone number, 410-922-6680, WCBM 680. Leave your name and number with Aaron, and we'll get you in the contest. You got to go on the air with me, though. Just say hi. Just say, you know, hey, want to get in the contest, or ask a question, make a comment. And we'll be glad to take your call.
Alan, before we get to our second break, let's get one more person who wants in on that contest right now. We have Mike in Delaware on hold. Is that all right with you?
Okay. Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Alan. And actually, I live up in Pennsylvania, but I'm down to Delaware at Rehoboth Beach recuperating. And a nice week down here.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, Rehoboth is nice. I always like to go to Rehoboth.
Well, we're spending time down at Indian River Inlet watching the guys catching bluefish and sea trout, and a bit of activity down there. And then we went up to Cape Henlopen State Park to see the turkeys and the deer up there, and that's a nice place to go poking around. This is a wonderful place to do what I'm doing.
Delaware actually has some beautiful country over there. There's no question. So, all right, Mike. Well, you're in the contest. I appreciate the call.
Yep, and as always, break them all.
Break them all. See you, buddy. Thank you.
See you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right, let's go to our second break. Let me know when you want me to show up, Aaron.
Hey, folks, let's talk optics. Whether you're out in the field or at the range or gearing up for your next hunt, having the right glass makes all the difference. And that's where Hawk Optics comes in. Hawk is not your average optics brand. Hawk is all about premium performance without the premium price tag. All of Hawk's optics are built with crystal clear optic systems, rugged reliability, and are stacked with features that you need in the field. Plus, Hawk offers unmatched customer service, real people, fast answers, and a company that actually stands behind what it sells. And if that's not enough, with Hawk's lifetime no-fault warranty, you can count on your gear for life.
You know, Hawk Optics is known for creating some of the best crossbow scopes available, crossbow hunters. And this year, Hawk has continued to improve upon the already impressive XB30 crossbow scopes. New for 2025, the Hawk XB30 Zoom FFP. The XB30 Zoom FFP brings first focal plane technology to the world of archery, allowing you to use the full magnification capabilities of your scope, no matter the speed of your bow. Long gone are the frustrations of being stuck to a single power on your crossbow. Low light or close-up shots? Zoom out. Long-range shot? Zoom in. Experience the full range of magnification and remain accurate with the XB30 Zoom FFP from Hawk Optics. The scope is sold in three models, depending on the speed of your crossbow. Available in speed ranges of 385 to 420, 425 to 465, and 470 to 510 feet per second. If you're ready to upgrade your glass and experience premium optics without breaking the bank, check your local Hawk dealer to learn more at hawkoptics.com. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Dorchester County is the beating heart of Sika deer hunting in Maryland. In Cambridge, hunters will find real treasure for outfitting their Sika and whitetail deer properties, Chesapeake Seed and Feed. First of all, Chesapeake Seed and Feed stocks deer corn by the bag or the pallet, the new Chesapeake Deer Mix, apple cracker blocks, and Takamati products, all the seed for the finest food plots. Chesapeake Seed and Feed carries 12-point hunting blinds, HB feeders in stock with capacities up to 1,000 pounds of corn, capsule brand lifetime feeders, Moultrie feeders, and accessories. All that with supplies and food for pets, wild birds, farm, lawn, and garden. For deer corn, apple cracker, hunting blinds, and deer feeders, stop by Chesapeake Seed and Feed, 10-1 Cedar Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Call 410-228-4392. That's 410-228-4392. Visit the website, ChesapeakeSeedandFeed.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make us run, cause we're them old boys raised on shotgun. We say grace, we say man, and you ain't into that, but don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
There you go. Hank Jr. Love to hear Hank Jr., that's for sure. Let's talk to Mike out in Carroll County. Morning, Mike. How are you?
Yeah, fine, thank you. I enjoy waking up on Saturday morning listening to you. So Yeah, I heard you mention about the Liberty Reservoir.
Yeah.
In Carroll County, I guess you refer to it.
Yeah, Liberty is on Carroll Baltimore County line. Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's good for what particular any particular type of fish that you recommend there?
Well, let's start at the top. They have one of the few places in Maryland that have landlocked striped bass and some big ones. Carroll County has landlocked striped bass in Piney Run Park and Liberty Reservoir. They're still thriving. Largemouth bass, smallmouth bass, yellow perch, white perch, carp, some catfish, and I think what else is in Liberty? All the panfish, of course, bluegills, some crappie. So it's a very, very good place to do some fishing. Of course, you need a permit to put a boat on it, but you can fish from shore anywhere as long as you have your license. And, you know, there's certain coves and places around the boat ramps, or, you know, you can walk as much as you want to on the shoreline. But it's a pretty good place to fish, that's for sure. Oh, they do stock trout in the spring. Yeah, they do have trout as well.
Okay. Yeah, I live close by, and I have a boat that I haven't been using for years and years. I'm sure it'll still float. So
as long as it floats. Now, it's electric motor only.
Yeah, I got electric. I got that, too. So
yep.
I'm going to venture out there.
Early in the spring, you need to apply for a permit.
I got that. Okay. Well, thank you very much, and I love
the Baltimore City. They're on the Baltimore City website because Baltimore City controls the regional reservoirs, Lock Raven, Pretty Boy, and Liberty Reservoir.
Okay. Okay, well, listen, continue with all of your show and for the years to come.
I'll do it as long as I can, buddy. It's one thing I can do without a lot of aches and pains and effort and driving and all that stuff. So I enjoy it. It'll be coming up on 37 years here in December. So hopefully, I don't know if we'll do another 37, but hopefully there's a couple left in there.
Amen to that. Well, again, thank you so much for the light you provide on Saturday morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. You have a great day.
You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye. There goes Mike. Any callers online, buddy?
We just got a call from Don in Delaware.
Don in Delaware. Morning, Don.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing better than the rest of the world.
Well, good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah,
what's
I was
on your mind?
The muzzleloader contest, and I enjoy your program. Been listening to it for a long time, and thanks for not making it political.
Well, you're quite welcome. I got into that not too long, a little while ago, and my friend said, I'm about to tune out. And I'm like, you know what? You're right. You can turn on the news anywhere, everywhere, internet, social media, whatever you want, and you can see all the political stuff you want. Okay?
Yeah, I like to hear about the outdoors, the fishing, the hunting, and all that. And I enjoy listening to the stories. The people that first time to get their deer, or the first time they go out fishing with their parents or something. And the stories are really great to hear.
I'm glad you enjoy that. And we're staying off. We're going to try to stay off the politics as much as possible. Now, trust me, there's going to be some stuff come up in the General Assembly this upcoming session that we'll have to talk about because it affects hunters, but not in general. We're not getting into state politics. We're not getting into national politics. I've lived that life. I've been there, done that, and even have a couple shirts that have the embroidery on there. But not the T-shirt, a little better. We upgraded.
I remember, like I say, the first time I got my muzzle loader, it was around the 1980s, and they always had the kits out where you could put you know, put your muzzleloader together, and you can custom it and put it together, then firing it for the first time. That was like the part of the journey rather than, you know, the getting there. And then that was that was it. I had a the first one I had was a 50 caliber Thompson Hawkins, the double trigger.
Right. Right.
And then I got a I think it was a CBA Kentucky put that together, and that that was fun. The first experience was a different experience, was the flintlock at that split second when you fired it. You know, you kind of wonder, you know, and until it finally went off, you know, it was just a split second. You thought maybe something went wrong. But
your brain is about a half second faster than the ignition on that, and that's when that little doubt comes creeping in right there between the sis and the boom.
Yeah. All right, well, you take care, and Joey, keep up the good work. You take care.
I appreciate it. Thanks for calling from Delaware. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
There he goes. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Any callers online, Aaron?
We do. We have Tony and Mike on hold, but we're going to go to our last break, and then we're going to talk to them right after that. How's that sound?
Works for me. Hey, let's tell you about some Browning firearms there at Clyde Sports Shop. I'll mention a couple real quick. The A5 Hunter. Now, that's a new model. It comes now in 20-gauge, brand new for 2025. It's got a gloss black anodized receiver finish, a gloss finished Turkish walnut stock with a vertical grip, 18 lines per inch check ring, with three choke tubes, fiber optic front sight, and an ivory mid-bead sight, ideal for hunting, you know, ducks, geese, upland birds, and sporting clays as well. Along the same lines, the A5 and 12 gauge is a super reliable autoloader waterfowl hunting shotgun featuring the kinematic drive recoil operation like all the A5s, composite stock, Cerakote burnt bronze camo finish on the receiver and the barrel, oversized bolt relief, extended Invector DS goose band choke tubes, and a corrosion-resistant chrome bore. That comes with an ABS case. It's a beautiful firearm, the A5 Wicked Wing in vintage camo. Speaking of autoloaders, we'll stay right on that. Let's talk about the Maxis. The Maxis 2, that comes in Browning's Auric camo, A-U-R-I-C, reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun with additional enhancements to improve performance. A composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls. You want to go semi-automatic or autoloader on a rifle? The BAR MK3, satin nickel receiver finish, polished blue barrel, oil finish, grade 2 walnut stock with cut checkering, a high relief engraving on the receiver, and shim adjustable for cast off and cast on and drop at the comb. And we'll throw a lever action in there too. The BLR lightweight 81 stainless takedown. The rifle quickly breaks down into two parts, a non-reflective satin nickel receiver finish, you know, lever actions are making a comeback, and lots of them, and this is a beauty right here. It has the matte stainless steel barrel, the gray laminated satin finish straight grip stock with checkering. The barrel's drilled and tapped for an optional scout-style scope mount, swivel studs, true glow marble arms, fiber optic front sight, and adjustable rear sight. All these are fine. Browning firearms are available at your full-line Browning dealer, Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, just off Beltway exit number 9. It's Lansdowne or Halethorpe, whatever you want to call it. Since 1957, Clyde's has been around, been a Browning dealer since the early 60s. 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Open 7 days a week for firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting, and accessories. It's Clyde Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Apple Cracker Deer Feed Blocks and Bags uses supercharged flavor of apples to attract deer, and Apple Cracker Deer Feed keeps them coming back with a blend of grains and protein and minerals. Use the blocks or bags, or if you have a feeder, use Apple Cracker Spinoff. Dirt Digger Minerals come in 4 craze flavors, molasses, apple, cherry, and the new persimmon craze flavor, blended with the best combination of scents and minerals that deer crave. Apple Cracker Deer Feed and Dirt Digger Minerals are available at leading hunting retailers, hardware stores, and feed stores across the Mid-Atlantic. For a dealer locator,
product information or to become a dealer, visit applecrackerdeerfeed.com or call Stoltz Foods Mineral Supply at 484-429-3929. That's 484-429-3929 or applecrackerdeerfeed.com.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'm here.
We are back, and your first caller is Tony in Pikesville.
Okay. Good morning, Tony. How are you? Hello, Tony.
Sounds like we lost Tony. We're going to go to Mike in Parkville.
Okay, Mike. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I just called to get into your contest, but I did have a question.
Okay.
I was looking at the Maryland Guide in Hunting and Trapping, and it said the chronic wasting disease area has spread from Allegheny and Washington, now includes Frederick, Carroll, and Baltimore.
That's correct.
Howard,
too. Isn't there some Howard County in there as well?
It might be.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't hunt down there. I usually hunt either in Baltimore or out in Allegheny. But so I have to call. How does that work? Do I have to call it the not taxidermist, but the butcher to see if they'll test it, or what happens?
No. The DNR DNR shows up at the butcher shops and tests the deer. Whether or not yours gets tested or not, I'm not sure. What they do is they go in and they take a lymph node out of the neck and send that away for testing if your deer's selected, if you're coming from the CWD zone. However, the butcher shops in those areas are now all, I don't know if it's authorized, certified, whatever it is, to process those deer. You can't take the deer out of that CWD area without it being processed. You can, but it has to have the head and the spinal column removed. So it's best to deal with a local butcher in the area who knows how to do that. And there's plenty of them in all those areas.
So once I register my deer, then the DNR, I contact them and they test it right away?
No. You don't have to do anything other than what you normally do.
Okay.
Except take it, if you're hunting in those areas, you have to take it to a deer processor that is certified. You don't have to make any calls. If you take it home and process it yourself, that's fine. Thousands do. But if you're taking it to a processor, make sure that there's one of the processors in the CWD zone where you hunt to process it. In other words, you can't take it from Allegheny County to Howard County. I'm sorry, to Harford County without it being processed.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. Harford is outside the zone. I see. I understand.
Yeah, anything outside the zone.
Yeah, well, I live in Baltimore County, so if I shot a deer in Allegheny, I could free to a processor here as long as he was authorized for that.
Yep, you
got it.
Thank
you very much.
You got it. All right. Aaron, looks like we're going to leave some callers behind.
We did, but we got Jerry in Baltimore. I just talked to him. He's going to give us a call back next week.
Okay, very good. Appreciate that. I hear the music. Well, that went fast. I'm sorry. I apologize again for the technical difficulties and the sound quality coming through on my cell phone. But now it's time to say get out, stay safe. It's a beautiful weekend to hunt. Remember, love your family, love the Lord. Faith, family, friends, and freedom. See you next week.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Hall.com, I'm Bob Agnew.